day, every day. Yeah.
You're listening to WATC Talk Radio, where the champions come to play.
Let's go.
Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour.
Let's go.
You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion. I'ma live, I'ma die like a champion. Yup, yeah, I'm a champion. Yup, yeah, I'm a champion. Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour.
What's going on? Shout out to BeatsPlanet.com for that hot track. Check it out. I am your boy Vince Whitfield checking in the building. Day is September the 18th, and we are in for another good episode of WATC Talk Radio. We're going to jump right into this thing today, get into our emails. We have the emails, we have the indie pick of the week, and above all, we have DJ Red, who will be calling in, who will be able to get on the phone lines today. That's right, WATC World, DJ Red will be calling in on the line today. For those of you who listened to the last episode, if you didn't listen to the last episode, you know what I'm saying? We were talking about, we had an email that came in that was about DJ Badala B and DJ Red, a controversial subject, a touchy subject. I call it entertainment, but the email was asking about what happened with them at the Inkfest Live battle this past summer. There was a little bit of controversy, entertainment about DJ Badala B, who won the battle. Don't get it twisted. He won the battle, but he brought his own set. So there was a little bit of, you know, couple people had a few things to say about that. Some people say that it was the judge's fault. It was their bad for letting him bring his own equipment, whatever the case may be. But we have DJ Red coming in today, calling in and giving us his feedback on the subject. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going to be a good thing. If you did not hear the last episode, go back to it, download it, subscribe to it on iTunes. That way it'll, you know, be updated all the time. Just get it. You guys will definitely like the last episode. You're going to love this episode as well. So let's get right into this first email. This first email says, I see where they're going. This first email says, how do you feel about the DMC's competitions? Okay, well, here's the thing. Let me clear this up real quick. If you're just tuning in, I am your boy Vince Whitfield checking in the building. You're listening to WATC Talk Radio. First email, you're just in time. Our first email is asking me, it says, how do you feel about the DMC competitions? How do you feel about the DMC competitions? Listen, let me clear this up for once. The DMCs, anybody who is anybody who does turntablism has to go through the DMCs. You understand what I'm saying? The DMCs is the hottest, most respectable DJ competition in the entire world. There is not a brand that is as big as the DMCs when it comes to competitions at all. The DMCs is the mother and father of all of these competitions, whether it's ours, it doesn't matter whose competition it is, the DMCs is at the top of the ladder. You know what I'm saying? They truly do their thing, and my respect for them is 100%. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm one of those who give honor to where honor is due. You understand what I'm saying? And the DMCs do their thing. Every major turntablist has came through the DMCs and has won or participated in the DMC competitions. And you know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for the DMCs, it wouldn't be no WATC sports. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be a WATC World DJ competition if it wasn't for the WATC. I mean, if it wasn't for the DMCs. Shout outs to Christy doing her thing with DMC USA. Listen, DMCs do their thing. I mean, I hope that answers the email. I don't know what it is you were looking for me to say, but my hat goes off to the DMCs and much love and much respect for what they have done for the art of turntablism. You understand what I'm saying? So that's that. This next email says, how do you think people will feel about turntablism as a sport? Listen, people, there is all kind of stuff on the internet. People are saying all kind of things about me making this thing a sport. There is all kind of things on the internet about me making this thing a sport. Listen, people are saying, don't do this to hip hop. People are saying that it's an interesting PR move. People are saying, why would you do that? Turntablism is an art form. Listen, I never said that it was not an art form. Listen, and I'm not trying to take anything away from hip hop. You know, the truth of the matter is that the art of turntablism is a sport. The art of turntablism is a sport, and we are introducing the art of turntablism as a sport. Our goal is to provide a bigger platform for DJs here in the U.S. to do their thing, to do all kinds of things. You know, DJs have already been endorsed. They get sponsored. They've had deals with Pepsi. They've had this and that without it being a sport. But the truth of the matter is, if eating hot dogs in a contest is considered a sport to some people or whatever, or bowling is a sport, or shuffleboard is a sport, how come turntablism can't be a sport? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can go back and forth day after day, you know, hour after hour, however we want. But the truth of the matter is that the art of turntablism is a sport in my mind. These DJs go at it, and we present it as such. Like I said, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. You know what I'm saying? But it's all love. Shout out to the DMCs. It's all love. So it's all love. You understand what I'm saying? I know that people are mad and you know, why are you doing this and this, that, and the other. And, you know, there may be some negative things that are being said about me and the WATC and what we're doing and this, that, and the other. But, you know, for me, it's all love. And in the words of my man Drake, check me out.
This me, you'll never hear a reply for
it. You see what I'm saying? My man Drake said, "Diss me and you'll never hear reply for it." You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That whole DMC thing is like the Vince McMahon thing. You know what I'm saying? We give honor and respect when it's due. You understand? And the DMCs definitely get that. I am your boy Vince Whitfield checking in the building. Today is September the 18th. You're listening to WATC Radio. We're going to jump right into our indie pick of the week. This is your boy, Sonny Rich.
If it's new, if it's hot,
bringing you purple paint.
Blowing up all the blazing joints.
Blowing that ass off.
Rock the drum, Lord. Hey.
Yeah. You see that? Blowing this fruit in the air. Call it mango. Money come,
money gone, nigga, mind get low, I hit the block. Or I might just get at you late and make little baby pussy pop. Son, and wear your black top, ain't no point in looking down. I just keep it crying tan, bitch, this how you post the sign. Can't say that boy don't grind, all I do is this Charlotte shit. Son, and make the track go crazy, been blowing on exotic, bitch. Through the city, window crack, ride by store, you can smell my pack. My leather soft, can't run up on them. Lil' cook, keep big tool, they laugh. You a rapper, I'm a realist. Did this song, this the Hearst's business. Hit me now, I do this shit. I'm ready to rock, they something different. I'm in the game, I got to school you. Right about now, I'ma play you tutor. Fuck your hoes, I pimp the streets. Y'all running around chatting on damn computers. Dog, who the loser? Not me. If rap don't work, I got me. Still gon' hit them shopping sprees. Got plenty green, we chopping trees. Yo, story, I don't believe. Do me the favor, miss me, dog. This pimping dog, stop bitching, dog. I'm so convinced that
niggas gon' hate.
Niggas gon' hate.
Niggas gon'
hate.
I know it. Once they see that Camaro pull up with the cocaine guts and it's dripping that purple paint. Niggas gon'
hate.
You know it. They see that Camaro pull up with the cocaine cuz and it's dripping that purple paint.
Here chasing bread, and y'all out here owing people. I might say what up, might shake the hand and keep it all the way G. I don't know them people, they look. I don't really get out much. Most of the time I stay to myself, but it's cool when the money come. I'm A-OK to count it myself. Know your role, know your place. Don't bring that whole ass shit to my face. No, you ain't no gangster pill. Man, I look at y'all niggas like Pastor Mace. We ain't racing, cause if it was, I'd have left y'all niggas like 9 times. And if I felt the beef with that, somebody would've got hit 9 times. With these words, I paint the picture. You ain't gon' find nobody slicker. The hell I look like beefing with a bitch. I'ma tell that hoe, go get your nigga. What's up? Big mouth, big talk, big gang. Have y'all niggas still lame, and I know for a fact that
niggas gon' hate.
Niggas gon' hate.
Niggas gon'
hate.
I know it. Once they see that Camaro pull up with the cocaine guts and it's dripping that purple paint. Niggas gon' hate. You know it. Once they see that Camaro pull up with the cocaine guts and it's dripping that purple paint.
Vince Whitfield checking in the building. You're listening to your boy Sonny Rich with Purple Paint. Listen, I'ma tell y'all, that joint is hot. For all your old school cats out there, y'all know about that Purple Rain. The young folk know about it too. But that Purple Rain from Prince, oh man, they freaked that track. Listen, shout outs to DJ Chuck T providing the track. Sonny Rich, Purple Paint. Listen, that's hot. Listen, we going right into my man DJ Red calling in on the line. Let's hear what he has to say for the WATC Talk Radio. See what he has to say to the WATC world concerning the Inkfest battle that happened this past summer. Again, I am your boy Vince Whitfield checking in the building. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the WATC Talk Radio, and we are about to hear from DJ Red. You understand what I'm saying? Be on the lookout. Be aware for tickets when they go on sale for the Night of Champions, WATC's Night of Champions, December 4th, Charlotte, North Carolina, Neighborhood Theater. Two competitions, after party, directly after the competitions. It will be a night to remember. More things will be released as we come, as we get closer in the next few weeks. We'll release more and more info every week. We'll try to release something different, something new. All right? Let's get into your boy, DJ Standing Red. Tall.
Yo,
today
for
we
you
got
and
your
boy,
DJ Red, on the phone. Hottest mixing DJ that I know out there in the building. DJ Red, what's going on?
Same old stuff, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, man. Listen, the WATC world is I got an email the other day, and they are asking me what is going on with the Inkfest battle. Now, I know this battle happened, it was freaking this past summer. Very interesting battle. But there was a little controversy, and people are saying that Badala B brought his own equipment to the event.
Yeah, he did.
Right. And people are saying that. Now, like I said in the last show, opinions are like buttholes, and everybody have one. So, and I didn't give mine. But people are saying that you should have won that DJ competition.
I've heard the same thing, and I kind of felt the same way. And certain people higher up in the Inkfest chain also felt the same way. The judges panel was a little interesting.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better myself. That was. I couldn't have used a better word myself. Very interesting. It was actually a first time for me. I've never seen in a competition where someone brings their own equipment.
Well, you know, for me, it wasn't even the fact that he brought his own equipment or that he was on CDJs. I don't care what you use.
Right.
If you want to use Lumark NS7 and they don't have it, so you bring it.
Right.
You know, that doesn't bother me. What got me was that I feel I lost out to a sloppy version of a Jazzy Jeff routine.
Right.
maybe I'm a little bit old school, but you don't bite.
Right.
You don't bite, and if you bite, you don't win.
Right.
Originality is supposed to be key, and that just didn't happen there.
Right. I definitely feel you. You definitely have to be original in all of these competitions. I think that is one of the things that should be on the judges' sheet is creativity. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the things that they should be judged on is creativity. And for whatever reason, you know, it is what it is. So let the people know what you got going on. Like I said before, we do this. We have DJs call in. You know, if we get an email about something, we'll try to reach out, get it, you know, kind of get it cleared up. It's all entertainment, all for the art of turntablism. We do promote the art of turntablism as a sport. If shuffleboard is a sport, I don't see why you guys who are DJing and who practice 8-10 hours a day every day for a 2 to 10 minute routine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how we promote it. And it's all fun, it's all love. There's, you know, we're not trying to, you know, start anything or, you know, whatever the case may be, but we will let the truth be known. And, you know, like I said, opinions are like buttholes and we all have one. You know what I'm saying? But
smell better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Red, real quick, because I know you're a busy man, tell the people in the WATC world what you got going on.
Man, I'm playing all over the place right now, bouncing between Atlanta, Charlotte, Raleigh. you know, just picked up a new agent with the management company I'm with, Elite Management.
Right.
Just moving, man. Pushing the video stuff. It's crazy the amount of stuff that has been popping off since really, you know, halfway through the summer.
Right.
Everything was quadrupled. As far as the amount of work I got going.
Right, and in the DJ world, that's definitely a good problem to have, right?
Oh yeah, in any man, right now, any work,
right?
You know, any work, no matter what you do. But you know, I definitely feel blessed because I am a DJ. You know, that's how I make my living,
right.
And I'm one of the blessed few that truly love what they do.
Right.
To pay the bills, you know.
Yes, sir. So
I never forget that.
Right, exactly. Now, real quick, before I let you get out of here, the million-dollar question: will you be at the WATC 2010 World DJ Competitions? Will you be at the Night of Champions this year?
Absolutely. You can write it down, you can record it, and put it on your blog. I will be there, and I'm coming after my belt.
Okay, so when you say you coming after the, because a lot of people, you know, they try to say such and such is going to be there, and then when they get there, they don't compete or whatever. So when you say you're coming after the belt, that means you coming to get the belt.
Yeah, no, it's my belt. It's just safekeeping. That's all I'm saying.
That's what it is. You guys heard it from DJ Red himself. Like we said, it's all love. It's all entertainment for the art of turntablism, party rock. You may be listening to your future party rock champion, DJ Red. Red, how can they get up with you if they want to follow you on Twitter or Facebook or anything like that?
Twitter name is DJ Red. So that's super simple to find me there. Facebook, just search DJ Red. Again, easy to find. You can also hit me up at thedjred.com.
All right, that's what it is. DJ Red, I definitely appreciate you calling in today and giving us this opportunity to speak with you. It is always a blessing and an honor to kick it with a fellow DJ and a friend. And I look forward to seeing you rock the party on December 4th.
Believe it, man. Believe it. You guys keep doing what you're doing with those kids, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir. I definitely appreciate it. Make sure on December 4th, make sure you drop me some Bone Thugs and Harmony. I talk about that mix every time I mention your name. So... So definitely, well, I'm gonna let you get out of here, man, and you can say the last few words if you want, man, and we'll be out.
Okay. Well, you know, since the interview really came up about the Ink Fest battle, you know, since that was a major question, I'd like to go ahead and put it out there. If the ballot is listening, we can clear the air, man. If you want, we can take that Jazzy Jeff routine and both do the same routine. You know, we'll use the same records. You can use your own equipment and put it in front of judges that know what's going on.
Hey, that's what it is. You heard it.
I'm just saying, you know, we had to put a little something in there.
Right. Because it's all love, it's all entertainment, and it's all for the art of turntablism. As a sport, you heard it from DJ Red himself, but Dollar B... We can go back and forth, same set. We just need to get some new judges.
Yeah, some judges that, you know, are DJs. They know what to look for.
Exactly. Well, that's what it is. DJ Red, I appreciate you stopping through, bruh.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right, keep doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
Peace. You heard it first from your man, DJ Red. In the WATC studios, called in. Listen, that's what it is. You guys know, you've heard it first. December 4th, it is going down. DJ Red will be competing for the 2010 WATC Party Rock Championship. Listen to what I tell you. This will be a night to remember. Your next episode will be DJ MV doing this thing, giving you nothing but a straight mix. Listen, subscribe to it, download it, do whatever it is you do to get it. And remember, I am, you are, we are.
You're listening to WATC Talk Radio, where the champions come to play.
Celebrate, your moment is here. You have given it your all. Soldier on, facing all of your fears. When your back's against the wall, in victory, you will dance. Laugh or cry, the thrill of it. Shift to overdrive, win or lose. Believe that you will rise.
Rise, rise, rise. Rise, rise, rise.
Sing it.
C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N-S. We are the champions.
Rise, rise, rise.
You're listening to WATC Talk Radio, where the champions come to play.